Chapter 16. Kelwy was a disparate group of whitewashed cottages gathered around an old church and strung out along the north shore. Fading light washed the landscape as Enzo turned off the Palmont Road and nursed his jeep along a narrow, winding track between high hedgerows and tall oaks that shed brittle, brown leaves. Ahead, the church and the cluster of houses were silhouetted on the rise against a darkening blue sky. It wasn't until he was almost there that Enzo realized Argela would no longer be Madame Montaigne, and he cursed himself for not stopping off at the Maison de la Presse to ask what her new married name was. But as his father had always been fond of saying, he had a good Scots tongue in his head. He would simply have to stop and ask. He pulled into a paved parking area in front of the church, drawing up next to a tractor and a digger. As he stepped out into the dusk, he felt the chill settling with the night and reached back into the jeep to retrieve Killian's scarf. Again he was aware of the man's scent, and the sense of him there, at his shoulder, watching his progress, or lack of it. He pushed open a gate and heard it squeak loudly in the still of the coming night. The birds had already fallen silent, and the only sound to be heard was the sea washing gently along the shore. His footsteps seemed disproportionately loud as he crunched down the gravel path to the back door of one of a row of terraced cottages. The door was a freshly painted royal blue, and it was hard and unyielding beneath his knuckles. The silence that followed his knock seemed profound until a light above the door came on and startled him. The door opened to reveal an elderly lady wearing a patterned apron over a pale blue skirt. She wiped floury hands over the pattern and peered at him in the light.
"Yes?"
"I'm sorry to disturb you, madame. I'm looking for the home of a lady who used to be called Argela Montaigne. I'm afraid I don't know her new nom d'épouse."
The old lady seemed to lean even further out of the door, squinting up at him with beady blue eyes.
"You're that investigator," she said, "the one they wrote about in the paper."
"Yes."
It seemed there was no corner of the island where he wasn't known.
"She'll not talk to you, you know."
He was taken aback.
"What makes you think that?"
"She's never spoken about it in all the years she's been here. Keeps herself to herself, she does. Thinks she's better than us. Just because she married an incomer and had her face in all the newspapers once. The centre of it all."
She snorted her derision.
"Ha! You wouldn't think it to look at her now. That a woman like that could arouse so much."
She searched for the right word.
"Passion."
Enzo followed her directions, past the church and down the slope to where a manicured lawn led toward the seashore and a solitary white bungalow was set among the trees. He made his way through a well-kept rock garden to a conservatory built along the front of the house. The distant lights of the mainland winked and twinkled in frosted air across water that lay still and grey, like slate.